For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Each year, as the nation remembers Memorial Day, images of Arlington National Cemetery come to mind for many of us. That cemetery, located on the banks of the Potomac, has an interesting history, one that goes back to 1861 and the opening days of the Civil War. Dan Modlin has that report.
It's a site that has a special meaning to many of us in the United States. Thousands of people who served the country with honor and distinction are buried there. But the reason Arlington National Cemetery was created on that particular ground is a story that goes back to a strategic decision made by Abraham Lincoln. WKU military historian Dr. Jack Thacker says in the early days of the Civil War, Lincoln was concerned that Confederate forces would occupy the land just across the river from the nation's capital.
Late April and May, Lincoln, anybody visiting the White House, Lincoln had a telescope and he could look out across the Potomac and see Arlington Heights. And he actually, you know, they caught him several times looking at it. He was very, very concerned because what he was afraid would happen is the Confederates would go up there and install guns across up there, and fire on Washington. It would force them to evacuate the capital of the United States, which would be a disaster in terms of public relations and as far as the other nations of the world.
Dr. Thacker says as soon as Virginia seceded from the Union, Lincoln acted quickly to occupy Arlington Heights.
That night, Lincoln throws 10,000 militia across the Potomac to occupy the Heights, and they do.
Civil War historian Dr. Glenn LaFantasy says Lincoln was justified in his concerns. Dr. LaFantasy says the land where Arlington National Cemetery now sits had great strategic significance.
It also would have been a disaster in terms of bloodletting. Anyone, as Dr. Thacker says, who knows the layout there, you can stand at the rear of the Lincoln Memorial and look up and still see the white-columned house of the Lee Custis Mansion, as it was called. And there it is, prominently. It sits just up above where John F. Kennedy is buried and Robert Kennedy near him. And it's crystal clear, the strategic importance of it. The story goes, in terms of creating the Arlington Cemetery, is that once the house was confiscated, used as a hospital, and some of the casualties, patients, died, that it was General Montgomery C. Meigs who made the decision to bury those dead soldiers in the backyard. And he did so gleefully, reports have it, that he kind of liked the idea that Union soldiers who had given their lives for the flag were being buried on property once belonging to Robert E. Lee and his wife.
And Dr. Thacker says in the years after the Civil War, the decision to confiscate the land was challenged in the courts.
At the end of the war, you've got a whole area full of people that's been confiscated from the Lee family. And so a court case is brought later against the government, and actually is decided against the government, and they end up that they took it wrongfully, but they end up paying the Lee family or compensate them because they didn't want to dig up all the bodies, and that becomes, in the end, after the war, Arlington National Cemetery.
Of course, Robert E. Lee and his wife, who originally owned the land, weren't buried at Arlington National Cemetery. They were buried at Washington University, which later became known as Washington and Lee University. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.